Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Big day, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host. I'd like to thank you all for continuing to support ThinkBigRadio.com and spreading the word. Today's guest, Brian Mays, comes from São Paulo, Brazil. His website is www.financialelite.net, spelled exactly how it said, www.financialelite.net. Now, Brian Mays, he's the type of guy that you really want to get to know. He does not hold anything back when it comes to having his clients understand that, first and foremost, wealth involves work. He's a success coach, an entrepreneur, has amassed a huge following with students of every income level, truly a testament to persistence, and it shows in his work ethics. Now, as you all know, Brian, of course, is calling us from São Paulo, Brazil. Now, the weather in Brazil at this very moment, there are thunderstorms, lightning, everything that comes with heavy rain. So by him being out of the United States, he's having technical difficulties. But never has technical difficulties stopped Think Big Radio from pushing forward. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share a couple of things for you, and hopefully Mr. Mays will be on the phone within 5-10 minutes. But until then, I'd like to talk to you about a book that I've read a long time ago, Power Questions: Build Relationships with New Business and Influence Others. Now, this is by Andrew Sabell and Gerald Panis. I'm going to see if I can get them to come on the show, either one or the other, to talk about this great book, because this book has specific questions that you need to use to actually build relationships. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share something which you call the four words. Four words. That's all I want. Four damn words. I'm in George's office. He's pacing furiously back and forth. I'm beginning to see a clear path in his carpet. George is vice chancellor of a major university in the Southeast. In my book, he's tops, and I've worked with a lot of university officers. Calm down, I tell him. You're going to explode. Sit. What's this business about the four words, I ask him. What do you mean? The story begins. Unfortunately, I've heard it before from George. He had just come from a meeting of the senior officers of the university. Nothing had changed. We had another one of those stupid meetings with the chancellor. 3 full hours with him telling us what he thinks, what he wants to do, what his priorities are, and how he feels the university is doing under his leadership. George goes on about the chancellor's uninterrupted ranting. I'm thinking that some folks aren't hard of hearing. They're hard of listening. That's George's chancellor. If only once he would stop, George goes on, and asks us what we think, just once. The four words I want him to say are, "What do you think?" George is correct. Those four words, "What do you think?" are powerful. You are seeking an opinion. The person you're talking with wants you to listen. You've heard about people who talk too much. You never heard about a person who listens too much. So right now I'm going to put this on hold. We have a caller that's come in. Caller, just so that you know, our guest, Brian Mays from São Paulo, Brazil, they're having some terrible weather at the moment. I know, Brazil, you're thinking nice weather, you're thinking warm, but it just so happens that when they have this type of weather, he's not able to communicate with us in the States. So what I started to do was read a book called The Power Questions. But I'm going to bring you on in case you want to talk about anything or you have a question. that maybe I can help you with. And we're just going to do this until Brian gets on. So caller from the 404 area code, 809 is your first three numbers. Did you have any comments or anything that you wanted to make, or were you just going to listen to the show?
Mr. Big, this is Mr. Bill in Atlanta, Georgia. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, fine, Mr. Bill. Glad that you could tune in. Guys, let me tell you a little about Mr. Bill. This guy, I met him years ago online, and he is also one of those dynamo online marketers, pretty much the same as Mr. Mays. How you doing, Mr. Bill? Tell us a little bit about what's been going on with you.
Man, I tell you, God is good all the time, and to ask me how I'm feeling and how I'm doing, I always tell everybody the same way, regardless. I'm doing super deliciously fantastic. Because see, as we resonate those positive vibes out there into the atmosphere, into this universe, it has to bring back those same energies into your life. So no matter where you are on this planet, you should always be doing good because you want only good to come to you. And so I really believe that wholeheartedly. And it's not just fruitless words. I really believe that we actually reap what we sow, what we put out there with our own words. So I'm doing great, man. So how about yourself?
I'm the same, and I swear it's been such a long time, and just like all the other people that we've had or grown to know from thinkbigradio.com, Mr. Bill is one of those big thinkers that we'll definitely want to get him on the show this year to talk about his business and how he helps people. Just like he says, you're going to reap what you sow, and this is one of those gentlemen who has done nothing but sown good seed. So, Mr. Bill, I'm very, very happy that you're able to tune in. I'm also a bit disappointed, but, you know, sometimes things just doesn't go the way that you plan it to, but you still have to push on.
That's right. Never give up the hope.
So our listeners at thinkbigradio.com, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to read just a little bit more from this particular chapter of Power Questions. And then hopefully our distinguished guest, Mr. Brian Mays, will be able to come on and assist us. But until then, Mr. Bill, I hope you can stay with us for a minute. I'm just going to continue to do this reading.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to pick up where I left off, guys. The person you're talking with wants you to listen. You've heard about people who talk too much. You never heard about a person who listens too much. One evening, Thoreau wrote in his journal, "The greatest compliment was paid to me today. Someone asked me what I thought and actually attended to my answer. You cannot put on a pair of ice skates for the first time without looking a bit ridiculous. The art of listening can also be very slippery. Those four words George refers to are an excellent start. Ask, what do you think about this? Or, how do you feel about that? The list of questions like this could go on. They are what we call open-ended questions. Can't be answered with a simple yes or no. They require an explanatory response. Then you listen. You listen intently. It's what the Quakers call devout listening. This may seem counterintuitive, but asking questions and then listening put you in control of the conversation. Because your questions require an answer, you are in a position of power. Good listeners are not only popular everywhere, but after a while, they learn a thing or two. I was reminded of all this the other day. I came across a caricature of Franklin Delano Roosevelt in one of my old files. He's leaning on his cane, bent markedly forward, listening intently to two men, obviously homeless, who appear to have stopped him somewhere. I can't remember where I found the picture, but it's a priceless treasure. One of the men is small and scrappy looking. His hands are in his pockets, and he's leaning right into Roosevelt's face. The other man is larger and older. He's wearing an ancient ragged coat and is unshaved. Roosevelt's regular gray fedora is somewhat smashed as always. He is bent far forward. It appears he is asking them what they think. He is attentive to every word that is being said to him. The caption underneath the caricature reads, "He knows how to ask how we feel." What do you think? Four potent and irresistible words. What we know is that the need to be heard turns out to be one of the most powerful motivating forces in human nature. People want to be heard. Studies are quite clear that we care most about people who listen to us. People crave two things above all else. They seek appreciation, and they want someone to listen to them. There is nothing more potent than these four words. What do you, by the way, the story about George has a happy ending. The chancellor ran for office, and he was elected governor of the state. George was selected to succeed him as chancellor. Oh, one thing more. Don't even try to guess. It's a real story, but I've successfully changed the names. Develop your reputation as a great listener. Draw others out and show you care about them, asking, "What do you think?" Now, guys, just like I mentioned before, this is a great book. There are many questions in this book called The Power Questions. The Power Questions. So I'll read this last excerpt. To all the men and women who wish to build fresh and inciting relationships, thrive professionally, and motivate all you come in contact with, this book, if you believe, as we do, that most often the question is more important than the answer, you are well on your way to success at work and in life. End quote. All right, guys, so we have approximately 17 minutes left. It appears that our guest, Mr. Mays, we will have to reset.
You still there, Mr. Big? You went blank.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.